أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن. Still with regard to this ayat, that the test Allah Ta'ala had put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and which he had completed, which he had succeeded in with distinctions, with full marks, and which have become a standard of life for all the righteous and pious from his time till the day of Qiyamah. With regard to the matters we discussed yesterday, the five matters which Allah had put him also and made him the means of establishing it within the human body, one was khatna, that is circumcision. And details of it were discussed before. What a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala this is, to do the circumcision, which we call sunnat usually. And also to make istinja with water. This is also a very great ni'mat. That before, istinja was just made with sand, and that was also purity and cleanliness. But the completion of it, which Allah praises in the Quran Sharif also, is that a person makes, even today, we do istibra. If we don't use dry clods of sand, we should try and use tissue paper to make sure that all the dirt is removed, and after that wash with water. This is a perfect form of cleanliness, and there is really nobody who can better and teach us what the teachings of Islam has given us as far as hygiene and cleanliness is concerned. Personal hygiene also, the people of the West till this very moment, they are lacking far behind any type of cleanliness that can be called cleanliness. For example, they still till today don't make istinja after they go to the toilet. All the dirt and filth is within them. They just use some tissue paper for number two, and that is really polishing themselves with that dirt. That dirt is not removed from there. However, further in another riwayat it has come that this test which Allah Ta'ala had put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to, and in which he had passed completely, was one of the ghusl of Jum'ah, to bath on the day of Friday. This is the bare minimum that a person should bath and cleanse himself. Till today, many people will shower daily. Some will shower a few times a day, but the proper ghusl of Jum'ah, which has been established before it, just about 200 years ago, the people of Europe did not even have a bathroom in their house. They only had public baths which they should visit occasionally, not even once a week. It was only Islam that had taught this great institution of making ghusl and doing it on Friday. The other was that the tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. This was another very great thing which Allah had blessed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with, and this is also a very great ibadah. And this is the center of the world. The Kaaba is in the dead center. There are various forms of geographical calculations that can be done even today to find the center of the earth. Whichever system they use, they find the dead center of the earth is the Kaaba Sharif. And what is required is that it must be frequented, it must be occupied. And therefore, tawaf is a thing that should carry on 24 hours all the time. And today, only gap that comes in between is the Farz Namaz. And we find that when the system was in order at the Kaaba, that right till the takbir of the imam, there were people who making tawaf. And as soon as he makes salam, again the tawaf starts. And this is for the goodness of the whole world. As long as tawaf carries on, this was also a great establishment of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the sa'i between Safa and Marwa. This is also another very great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala had prescribed through Hajira alayhi salatu wasalam, when she was looking for water for her son Ismail alayhi salam, when there was no water. And she was going between Safa and Marwa all the time and trying to find, and then being worried of her child also at the same time. This is another very great ibadat, and which also should be carrying on all the time. Another is the Rami, the stoning of the Jamarat, the shaitans in Mina, the three shaitans that have to be stoned. And that also, that is the outward physical form, but it is really throwing stones and demolishing our nafs, which is our shaitan within us, and our shaitan outside us, that all his misleadings of nafs and shaitan, that we stone that. And that also, if hajj is done in its, with its reality, with its haqiqat, then a person comes kayomin waladathu ummu, like the day his mother gave birth to him, completely pure and clean of all sins. So this was also another very great point that Allah Ta'ala had given Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the last tawaf, tawafi ifada. That was also a very great thing, that when a person is leaving the Kaaba Sharif, we are coming to the masjid, we are taught here that we should make the Tahiyyatul Masjid, the namaz of Tahiyyatul Masjid. And at that point also, each one of us should consider, when do we ever make Tahiyyatul Masjid? Like a person, we know in some circles, family circles, friend circles, we talk of a certain person, that person has got a very bad habit. He never greets when he comes. He just comes, he just sits down, and he just starts talking. It can be even the head of the family sometimes. But there are many people who have got this very bad habit of not greeting. And the house of Allah, we don't greet. Yeah, also, we are in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So, Tahiyyatul Masjid, the greeting of the masjid, and the greeting when we come to the masjid, we should make that niyyah. And therefore, it is preferable that before we sit down, we should make, if possible, two rakats of Tahiyyatul Masjid. If not, if we make our sunnats, we join the farad, we should make the niyat of Tahiyyatul Masjid in that ibadat also. That was also another, the tawaf there of Kaaba Sharif was another very great thing which Allah Ta'ala had given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and which Allah Ta'ala has brought in the ummah. So all these great teachings of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam are those things which Allah says that he had tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with, and which he had passed, and which he has left in legacy for us. For us to adopt it, follow it, is all our goodness. And the practice of it, not just this one lesson that we are having on Quran Sharif, and we feel that I'm part of it, or I'm doing it, or I'm listening to it. No, that these practices come in our lives. That will be the solution to all our problems, whether it is of the virus, whether it is of the unrest, or anything else. Deen is the complete solution, but deen is not just the imaginary deen, but the reality of deen, that it be in our lives, that we really submit with our hearts to Allah Ta'ala. Our desires we submit to Allah Ta'ala, and we give preference to Allah's commands over our own desires. Today we have made, which the Quran Sharif says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen that stupid idiot who has made his own desires his God? Today we just want to follow our desires, and Allah's commands, which are so superior, we put them one side. So we should bring ourselves that we put our own desires one side, we trample upon them, and we reach Allah Ta'ala. As a great Buzurg asked Allah Ta'ala, that how can we reach you, O Allah? Allah said, it's only two steps. One step on your nafs, and the next step you are by me. So we just have to overcome our nafs, and we will be there by Allah Ta'ala. So the ahsanat of Ibrahim alayhi salam are so great on this ummah, that he has given us the means to achieve that. May Allah bless us with that reality, and work in that direction. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.